Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we got another guest in here. Teddy Goss is here. She is the vice president of Goss and Son Jewelers. Their jewelry company here in the, and gemologist, I should say. Got to make sure I mention that.
Right.
Here in the Ocala area. Teddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Now, before we get into the jewelry, I understand that you once owned a racehorse.
Well, we bought one to hopefully get rich and race. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked out really good. We watched the whole process when Jerry and I watched the colt be born. Jerry's my husband. Uh-huh. We named it Jay Marzotta, and we were going to be rich and famous.
Yeah.
Guess what? We didn't know about the horse business. We learned real quick. It cost a fortune. So it was a great learning experience.
An expensive learning experience.
Expensive.
Yeah.
It cost more to feed the horse than it did my children.
Right. How far did the horse go?
Well, we actually kept it a couple years, and then we decided to go out to OBS and put it up for auction.
Yeah. So it never raced for you?
It never raced, no. Yeah. So we sold it. We were real happy the night we sold it.
So somebody said that the happiest days of a horse owner's life is the day he buys the horse and the day he sells the horse. Is that right?
Exactly.
It's like
the boat thing.
Yeah, same thing with the boat. Okay, tell us about the jewelry business.
Well, the fine jewelry business is an exciting business.
Not just the jewelry, the fine jewelry business.
The fine jewelry
business.
What's
the difference?
Well, the fine jewelry business, we're a member of the American Gem Society. Mm-hmm. You have to be chosen to be among these organizations.
Oh.
And we pride ourselves in having gemologists, master goldsmith, master trained watchmakers on the premises.
Wow.
So you can talk to them personally each and every day.
Now, that's the difference between your company and the chains, isn't it?
Exactly.
And, you know, we just had Paul Frank on talking about the pharmacy business. How he differentiated himself, his business, from the chains. That's what you're talking about.
Right. We work really hard every day to bring to our company and to our employees pride in their jobs. So we are professionals, and we pride ourselves on that.
How many employees do you have?
We have 62.
Now, you actually have more than one location, don't you?
We have three locations.
Three locations. Where are they?
One is in Gainesville, Florida, home of the Gators.
Yep, I just landed there yesterday.
At the Oaks Mall.
The airport.
And then we have two here in Ocala, one at the Paddock Mall, and our beautiful new downtown store that we doubled its size last year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got a family business because your son, it's Goss and Son.
Goss and Son.
Did you found the business?
My husband's father founded the business when he was 38 years old.
Right. So how old is the business?
The business is 58 years old.
That's great. What a great American success story. And so now you and your son run the business?
No, actually, I married the son.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give me a raise, so I decided to marry the boss.
I got you.
And now we have a daughter
who
is the third generation coming into the business.
Right.
So I don't know. He won't let me change Goss and Son.
I got you. So the son is your husband?
The son is my husband.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, now I understand. And so he wouldn't give me a raise. I like that. My wife says that sometimes. Now, what's it like having a... You work with your husband all the time in the business?
I work with the husband.
How's that work out?
And the daughter.
How's that work out?
It's I'm in the middle. I'm the catch-22 person, you know. Luckily...
Are you the buffer?
I'm the buffer zone.
You're the relief valve.
I hear the beginning and the end every day.
Can you believe she said that? Can you believe what he did? You get that on both sides?
With the new generation coming up, it's a totally different picture than our generation.
Oh, is that, yeah?
Yeah, we're the tried and true, work every day, don't get Saturday off, you know, don't complain about the hours.
Work ethic.
Work hard and loyal to
about the young generation?
The newer generation, which is
not
our
so
children,
much, huh?
No Saturdays, weekends off.
How do they get away with that?
Because we've allowed them to have that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fault. We've done it to our children.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I agree with you because I have children that age too, and I taught my kids to work, But I think it's a generational thing.
Now our daughter works really hard in the company. In fact, she won't take Tuesday mornings off to play tennis with me because her father has got her so
good
trained to be in the store each and every day.
Well, you know, there is a difference in the generations. There's no question about that. And it is going to be interesting, isn't it, to see when you and I have gone off to pasture, it's going to be interesting to see when we turn all that over to the younger generations. It's going to be interesting to see what things look like.
Right.
I'm not, young people, I'm not disparaging you, not at all. It's still going to be interesting, isn't it?
The great thing about our business is people fall in love every day, and we sell a beautiful...
Isn't that sweet?
I mean, you know, we sell beautiful things that have value. That you can pass on to your, like with you wanting a new watch, you would be passing that on for your son.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about jewelry, when I buy my wife jewelry, you know, I got to thinking about it. A lot of the jewelry she wears that I buy her, she can't even see it.
Really?
If it's around her neck, she can't see it, right?
Well,
I'm the one who gets to see it. So.
Right. Well, that's the real reason.
So, you know, I like looking at it myself, right? So, I'm well-trained, right?
Well, it's the only thing you can wear out in public, and you say, gosh, you know, he gave me these black Mickey Moto pearls, and he loves me all over again.
Exactly. I know she says that all the time. Well, I'm pretty well-trained. I mean, she's got
good
me.
For you.
She's got me in pretty good shape. Give us the website.
Our website is Goss & Son Jewelers. You can go on it. It's a great website.
Goss, G-A-U-S-E, and Son. That's A-N-D, Son, Jewelers.
Yes.
.com. And we come back. I'm going to ask Teddy about commodities, about the price of gold and what that does to the jewelry business. After these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. Here is Van Morrison to take us out.
Of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. My pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, and that's the story that I'm sticking to. Teddy Goss is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. She's vice president with Goss and Son Jewelers, and we're talking about what is it, you know, trying to be competitive and differentiate a small business when there's so many chains out there. I mean, for every small jeweler, there's got to be three chains.
You're exactly right. I think in most of the malls, you will run across around 22 different kind of kiosks or jewelry stores.
Of some kind.
But we picked a niche. We're a traditional jeweler, and we try to stand out from all the rest. We have great products.
And professionals, really, that your customers get to know, too. You were saying that earlier.
Right, exactly. We had a lady that has worked for us for 30 years. She celebrated her 85th birthday last Friday.
85th?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's been there for 30 years. She knows everybody in Ocala.
She probably thinks she runs the place. She probably does, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's Jerry's boss.
That's funny. What about, in the last, 5 years or less, gold has gone from $3-something an ounce to almost $1,000 an ounce?
Exactly.
How does that impact your business?
Everybody's bringing in their lock boxes and their gold coins, and, you know, they have some value there, so they're cashing in on that, which is a smart thing to do.
Well, how are you able to be competitive? I mean, has gold gotten to the point where it pushes it out of the market for some people?
You know, it's the weirdest thing. When gold got all-time low, people weren't buying it. But we Americans are strange people. When it starts going way up, everybody wants it. So it's a strange commodity.
Yeah, that is an interesting.
But everybody kind of, it goes in cycles.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it this high.
What about diamonds?
Diamonds are just a strange thing out there right now. A lot of the consumers are confused. They think all us jewelers go to the certain diamond mines
right.
and grab a handful of diamonds right. and bring them back and mark them up. That's mm-hmm. totally not true.
It goes through a lot of hands.
It goes through a lot
of
hands.
Maybe more than any other product, right?
Exactly, exactly.
From the mine to the consumer.
The one thing that we really want when someone buys a diamond, it doesn't matter what size it is, as long as it's got great color and
great
quality.
Great color and quality, yeah.
And that sparkles across the room.
Right. Can a woman have too many diamonds?
Well, I don't think so.
I see the women shaking their head here.
Not in our business. We ladies, you know, it's just like new shoes or new bag. We
right.
always want a nice piece of jewelry.
Yeah. Well, my wife, when she goes out, you know, she'll say, well, I'm feeling diamond-y today. And
right.
So she'll put the diamonds that she has on.
The
know?
Great thing about the new generation is they wear the diamonds with the blue jeans or the diamond hoop earrings.
Another young generation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And they, you know, the thing about the movie stars, they set the trend.
Right.
The gold diamond hoop earrings are hot right now.
Are the young generations buying jewelry like our generation is?
Actually, the young men are buying bigger diamonds.
Oh, they are.
Because the gals are much more knowledgeable of wanting to carry
and pushy.
Them more.
And probably
well,
pushy.
It's kind of a test
what
for
is
them.
This? What is this 3 month salary rule or something? What is the deal with that?
Right. It's like a 3 month salary to get a carat and a half. Or
so
carat.
You add up your 3 month salary, gross, right? Not after tax, gross.
Right, right.
And whatever that is, that's about what you should spend on a diamond for your.
Right? You should spend that.
Well, now,
yeah.
When is the tradition going to turn around where the girl buys the guy a bass boat for the wedding?
You know what?
The engagement.
A lot of the guys, I'm hearing that from the men. They
yeah.
say, when is it my turn?
Exactly. When is it turn around? You're not going to help me with this, are you, Teddy?
Believe it or not, traditionally I try to talk all the gals into buying for a special birthday
yeah.
a timepiece for their.
Oh, so we're not getting the bass boat then?
It's got to be a watch.
It's got to be a watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, in my business, it's got to be a watch.
Last thought. What would you like to tell people out there who are trying to compete and differentiate themselves in the marketplace?
I would like to tell them that it's about quality. When you're buying anything, it's something that's going to last forever. And I think you need to think on that point. It's really about mm-hmm. quality, something that is beautiful and sparkle and lasts forever.
And whatever that and the quality thing, though, you know, even people who are in the landscaping business who don't have too many sparkly things, It's still about providing the good value for what they're getting.
That's true. If you're yeah. going to get a knockout rose, go to a fine
yeah.
nursery to buy a
yeah.
beautiful rose.
Well said. Teddy Goss. Teddy, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
I'm continuing to broadcast from Ocala, Florida, from the Stay Strong Seminar Series at the Central Florida Community College in the Ewers Century Center Building. All these names, that's what they pay me the big bucks for, because I can remember all this stuff. Got to come back. I got a couple more guys I want you to meet right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.